Today's date is August 24th, and we are at the New Richland Care Center. This is Peg Corsmo Kennan from the Waseca County Historical Society interviewing Ella Hansen. Okay, we can start now. Ella, you can, if you want to start with your family history, that's just fine.
I would like to do that because I don't want to neglect it any farther.
Just see, I think I put this right here.
Okay.
And maybe even, I'm just going to see if I can monitor the, yeah, that looks good.
Is that, then I talk right into this?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Well, you tell me when you want me to start.
Okay, now is fine.
Okay, this is the history of Fred and Catherine Laudert of New Richland, Minnesota. That was their home. And they, my parents, my grandparents on my mother's side, they came from Alsace-Lorraine, Germany. And at that time, Alsace-Lorraine belonged to France. So they were listed as coming from France. And his first wife had just died. And he had four children, two daughters and a son, and a little tiny baby. And my grandmother was only, that he married, his second wife, was only 18 years old. But they were married and started across from Alsace-Lorraine. Well, anyway, they set out across the ocean in a boat, and my grandfather had these four children, two grown daughters and one son and this tiny newborn baby. And there were two daughters and one son. And this one son, Michael, fought in the Civil War. He went right to war as soon as they landed in the United States. The Civil War was going on at that time. And he fought all 4 years in the Civil War without any serious injuries and was on his way home when he got dysentery and died on the way. And of course he had to be buried right where he died because it was so contagious. So he never made it home. But Grandpa and the other three children started across the ocean. And they were 55 days on the ocean. And sometimes, my grandmother said, they had gone back as many miles at night as it had come the day before, and that had to, of course, all be made up. It was in a sailboat. But they finally landed in New York, and they decided to go, I don't know why, to the state of Ohio to settle. That's where they stopped. And then, a little later, they decided to come to Minnesota and settle in Alma City, which at that time was the county seat of Waseca County.
Do you mean Wilton?
No, not Wilton. It's near Wilton, but the name of the town is Alma City, and that was the county seat at the time.
I don't think it was. I think it was a city, but it wasn't the county seat. It was near the county seat.
Well, it might be that Wilton was. I may be wrong in that. I'm not certain. You'd have to check.
What were their names, Ella?
House Sauer. Yes. H-A-U-S-A-U-E-R.
Could you spell that once again?
H-A-U-S-A-U-E-R.
House Sauer.
And my grandfather was a blacksmith. So he decided they stayed in Ohio for a little while, and then they and another family by the name of Winiger, and they are still living here. Sarah, one of the daughter-in-laws, is here in the home. And they decided to settle there at Alma City. And my grandfather was a blacksmith, so he started the blacksmith business. And while he was there, at this very time, the Waseca had always wanted the county seat at Waseca, and they couldn't get it. So they came down to Alma City in the middle of the night, and as my mother said, stole it. They said they stole it, which they did. They literally came and took it in the night, took all the papers and moved them to Waseca and started the courthouse, the county seat in Waseca. And Mother used to tell about how frightened they were as children when they said they came and stole the courthouse from the county seat from Alma City. Well, then my grandfather was a blacksmith there. And this little baby died while they were in Ohio. And I think I said they started out by oxen, by covered wagon and oxen from Ohio and settled out there. And he started this blacksmith shop and worked in that. But now to go back to their trip over the ocean and all their trip. They started out and, as I say, landed at Alma City. And then my grandfather later on bought a little farm in Waseca County near the creek, about a mile and a half or 2 miles southeast of here, of New Richland. They bought that little farm when he retired and moved down there. And they lived there for some years. And then they decided to, Grandpa died out there. And then the son who was running the farm decided to move into town. And my grandmother lived with them. And then when they moved to town, my grandmother came and lived with us. That was my grandmother Hausauer, my mother's mother. Well, anyway, they settled in Ohio and then came all the way across and settled there in Alma City.
What were that was your mother's parents?
Yes.
And so your mother's name was Catherine?
Catherine, yes.
And what were did she have one other sister?
She had two sisters, but they were half-sisters. Mm-hmm. They were from Grandpa's first marriage in France.
And what were their names, their first names?
One was Blanche, and she never married. And the other one's name was Nellie. And of course, the son died in the war, and the little baby died before they came across to Minnesota.
What was the son's name that died in the Civil War?
Michael.
Michael?
Yes.
So where were you born?
I was born right here in Richland.
In the town of New Richland?
In the town of, that is in the, a little, well, not in the, yes, not in the town, but on a little farm.
Oh, just north of town?
No, that's where my home was these later years. But at that time, he was renting a farm, which was southwest of New Richland. And that's where I was born, was up there.
And your parents' name were Frederick and Catherine Lauder?
Yes.
where does the Lauder family come from, then?
Yes, they came from Wisconsin, and they settled in New Richland. And when my father was 17 years old, that was before there was a town of New Richland, but his older brother was a butcher, and he came over here and started to New Richland and started a butcher shop. And then he sent for my father, who was just 17 years old, to come and work with him. He and a boyfriend the same age came together from Wisconsin and worked in the shop. Well, then they decided to build this railroad through here, the MSAL railroad through here. And so, of course, they had to get all the men that they could get to work on this railroad. And so my father left the butcher shop and went and worked for the railroad. So he helped to build this railroad that goes through here now so many years ago.
And what was your father's brother's name? Was it Martin?
Uncle Martin.
Martin,
yes, that's right. And he continued on in the meat market. And then, let's see, well, anyway, they and this Binegar family, they settled out southeast of New Richland. What is now, I think they still call it Hound Street, west of New Richland. And how it got its name, the Roots, who were related to the Winnegars, we were no relation to the Winnegars, but coming from Ohio together, we were great friends and always went back and forth together. And there is still, as far as I know, a Winnegar living on that Winnegar farm. Sarah's probably either her grandson, I imagine, who still lives there. But the thing that was so peculiar to me, and of course we visited the Winnegar family, and Grandma Winnegar smoked a clay pipe. Women in those days smoked, some of them did, and oh, we children were just flabbergasted, you know, to think that Grandma Winnegar smoked a pipe. But you didn't dare say anything, you know, you didn't say anything about company or things like that, you just kept still, but she always smoked that clay pipe. And, well, anyway.
How did Hound Street get its name then?
Because the Winnegars, or the Roots, they were related to the Winnegars too. They were cousins, the Root children and the Winnegar children. Of course, we always visited back and forth with Winnegars. We never did much. Well, we knew all of Roots, and there still are Roots living out there. But they loved to hunt, and they had these big hound dogs, and that's how it got the name of Hound Street, because the Winnegars, or the Roots that did this hunting out there, had these big hound dogs, and that's where it got the name of Hound Street. Yes.
So was that where you were born out there, Ella? On the farm near Hound Street?
No. I later on, after the railroad was built, and that my father got a job as manager of a farm. We never purchased it. But he run this farm, which was a mile and a half southeast of New Richland, called the C.A. Wagner Farm. He had a lot of money. And my father managed that farm, and that's where I was born, was on that farm.
Can you tell me the year that you were born?
Yes, I was born March the 12th, 1898, yes. And we lived there until I was, well, just a small girl. Did I tell you about with them stealing the papers from the courthouse? Yes. Well, and then my father helped to build that railroad through here, and then he went farming. And then he lived there until many years after. And then in the meantime, he built this home of ours north of town, which is the home place now. And it was purchased when we sold it, when my mother died. It was sold, and somebody by the name of escapes me now, bought it. But he got into some serious trouble. He was a drinking man, and he had cattle, and he it just made us sick. He run the cattle. We had a beautiful apple orchard, and we kept flower gardens and things in our home. He put all the hogs and things in that beautiful apple orchard and the cattle, and it's just gone to wreck and ruin the whole place. But they tell me that there is an old man living there now. Well, anyway, this man got drunk, and he hit with his cattle truck. He hit somebody and killed a man, and then he was sent to prison. I don't know whether he is still in prison or not, but anyway, she lived there for a while. But I was told just recently, I thought the house was empty, but they said, no, it isn't empty. They have an old man staying there to collect the insurance in case it burns down. But then, as I say, that was the farm deal and my parents coming over.
Did you grow up on that farm then? Was that the farm
yes,
you grew up on?
Yes, until I was 8 years old I was when we moved into our own home there up on the hill at, as I say, with a beautiful orchard and everything. And I lived there until I was married.
Oh.
And then later on, my parents both died. And so there was nobody there. But that was the end of the history of my family.
So you lived there though until you were married.
How?
You lived on the home place, which was north of
yes,
New Richland,
yes,
until you were married.
And I was married in the home years ago. They never had church wedding. Everyone was married in their home. Mm-hmm. And that's where I was married. And then I moved with my husband. He was going to college down in Davenport, Iowa. And then I moved to Davenport, Iowa. And I lived there until he got through school. And then we moved up and settled in Waterville, Minnesota. But that ends the history of my father's and my family's history of coming to Minnesota.
Well,
I got it all.
Well, I had one question to ask you,
yes,
about the, there was a Lauder and, or New Guard.
That's another story I wanted to tell you about.
Okay.
If you were interested in that.
Mm-hmm.
And that is this Hearst deal. My mouth gets so dry.
Would you like a glass of water?
No. I don't drink this water. But anyway, when my father was retired then, and we moved to town on our own place, and he had these beautiful black horses. Well, in the meantime then, now this is the other story about the hearse and that. My cousin, Bill Lauder, does everybody call him Bill, but his name was William. And where that restaurant is now, that big restaurant right by the corner in Richland now.
And on Main Street?
Yes,
or on the
highway? No, on the on Main Street going this way. That was built by this cousin of mine, William Lauder, and he, you know Mary that was here in the home, did you ever see her that was 103 years old? That was his wife. And then he decided there was only one mortuary in New Richland, and there was room for more because it was, much of it was rural, you know, and neighboring towns around where they didn't have mortician. So my cousin Bill decided, he and Carl Newgard, there used to be a saloon in that place where that building is now. So he, Carl Newgard, used to run a hardware store, and Bill, of course, wanted to start this mortuary. So they built that building, that new building. And as soon as they started to construct that building, then Bill went away to mortuary school and learned to be a mortician while they were building, see? And then he had the mortuary in the south part of that, which is known as the Laudert and Newgard. And Bill run the mortuary, and Carl Newgard, in the north half of it, started a hardware store. He used to be a hardware dealer. So they had the mortuary and the hardware store in that building together. Well, my father had these beautiful black horses. And the hearses in those days were really something to behold. They were really fancy. And they were, first I'll start with the horses. They were beautiful black horses. And they had heavy black fly nets. I don't know if they were made of wool or what, but they were strands woven together about the size of your fingers, you know. And then they had great big long black tassels hanging from them, from this fly nets that we call them then that they wore. And of course the horse was completely covered with those. And the horses were really beautiful. And then my father on this hearse, he sat on the outside, and the seat was built up. It always reminded me of the pictures you used to see in the movies of these stage coaches, you know, and it had these huge silver lamps on each side, and then my father sat in the seat, of course, on the outside of the hearse and drove the horses. And he always had what they called in those days a plug hat that was a stiff, Katie they called him, hat, you know, stiff hat. And he looked just like a priest, I would say, sitting up. And he was so proud of that job he had, you know. And those lamps were silver. And those fly nets, they hung clear to the ground. And those big tassels. And the hearse itself had, it was glass, and you could see through it, but it had these heavy black drapes around in it too, not completely covered, but around those windows. And the center window was a great big, oh, like an arch, and it was like a pillar. It was rounded, you know. And then on each side then was a panel of clear glass, and then on the inside there was a little curtain part in there. But those horses, they knew so well what they were doing. They just felt it like my dad did when he was driving that horse, that there was something important behind them. And of course she had them checked up good. But it really was a beautiful hearse and wagon and those pillars. And of course it was my job. I was 16, 17 years old then. It was my job to keep that hearse clean. Bill had no place to keep the hearse downtown, and we lived in this place which I said was my home. And they built a garage up there, and we kept the hearse in that garage up at my home. So it was always my job to clean that hearse, both inside and out. Of course, I'd have to wash the glass and clean it. Knowing my father, it had to be spick and span. But anyway, and my mother just used to hate to have me go in that hearse. Every time I'd go in to clean, "Oh, Ella, I wish you wouldn't do that." And I'd say, "Well, Mother, it's got to be clean. There's things in the flowers and the window's got to be..." "I don't mind being in there," and I never did. And she said, "Well, I just can't bear the thought of you being in there. I can't look at you when you're in there." And I said, "Well, the Mother, don't look then. Nothing's going to happen to me for doing that." But she just didn't like that idea. And then, of course, we had to go in all kinds of weather. And then when it was muddy, that hearse, the wheels, you know, the wheels get all full of mud and dirt. So that was Ella's job, to clean the hearse, too. So that is the story of the hearse and the mortuary.
Oh,
that started there. Well, then the war came along. I don't remember how many years Bill was in and Carl were in there together, but quite some years. But then the war came along.
Excuse me, I think I'm going to switch the tape around.